In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hello and welcome to the Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay York City.
And I'm Jared Freed. Kay, the big premiere. How do we feel? How do you, did you enjoy overall thoughts? What do you think? Is it good to be back? All the feelings. Give it to me, Kay.
You know, I was really skeptical about this season just because I'm not a huge Zach fan, but
right.
You know, I turned it on and I'm like, man, this feels good. Like I genuinely was like, excited to be watching the show again, and it's a weird feeling because we even got tagged in someone's reel last night just being like, I told myself I wasn't going to watch this season, but here I am watching again. Like, it feels, I mean, I don't think it matters who it is. I'm excited.
I totally agree. It doesn't matter who it is. You know, once you get into, listen, there's the preamble, there's the, oh, who's this guy, and you know, whatever, but it's like a comfy, cozy couch. It's you get back in, it's junk food. That's why it's called trash TV. It's junk food. Like, the idea, you know, and in recent years, there are people who have kind of, like, wandered into the Bachelor universe and, like, tried to like write think pieces on it, and you go, and then you get to episode one and you see a woman walk up with a pig and you go, ah, all is right in the world. Like, I, you know, like you go, oh, I love French fries. I love McDonald's. You know, like, you, no one wants to go to McDonald's. No one wants to, like, you know, you just, but once you're in the parking lot eating those fries out of the bag and they're hot and you go, I don't want to be anywhere but here. And I felt that way last night about the first, you know, in the first episode is always like the fun one. And it just keeps going. It's quick. It's bop, 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 bop. You know, and the minute it slows down, new person. The minute it slows down, Zach. You know, like, and he's, listen, I'm not a him fan, but I'm a making fun of him fan.
Yes, huge.
He is a fun, you know, like, punching bag. And I mean that, and I don't hate him. I think he's probably a nice guy, but he has a lot of attributes that make him easily
punchable.
Yeah, he is. I mean, right. I mean, like, there's so much to go over. We got to get into it, but I'm happy to hear that. Like, I have the same feeling as you. I'm happy that you know, it just felt like a cozy blanket that I was wrapping myself.
It did. It took us right back home, like right back to the beginning. There's no pressure this night because, you know, you see all those girls coming in and you're like, fuck, I gotta remember all these names. And then half of them leave.
Get them out of here.
Yeah. So, yeah, it feels good. I'm glad to be recapping this with you again. So let's dive in.
No, it feels good to be back. It was so nice to have the live experience of, you know, just tweeting and Instagram storying and in TikTok and just seeing, you know, it felt like the whole gang got back together. It felt like we were first night at summer camp, you know? Yeah.
That's the best part is the camaraderie of it. I had like a few friends over last night and we were talking, we're like, it's hard to watch this alone. Like, I watch it alone, obviously, right, if I have to, but it's really more about the making comments on it with everybody in the room or on Twitter. At the camaraderie of it, it's very much a watch in the moment while it's happening, while the internet's reacting to it, kind of a show. And I think those are the best kind of shows out there.
I've always said it's a female live sport, you know, even though I'm a guy watching it and I, you know, maybe gendering it isn't the right thing to do, but like, it feels like Monday Night Football, get together with the gang. Like, this feels like, you know, it feels like Monday Night Football went away and The Bachelor filled it in seamlessly. So let's go into the episode. You ready?
I'm ready.
Go for it.
All right. The driveway was freshly sprayed, roses freshly cut, and Jesse Palmer welcomes Zach into the mansion.
The girls make their way out of the limos and a party bus only to lick Zach's ear?
The question mark. There was a meltdown and a pre-rose ceremony elimination that everyone saw coming.
And a woman named Greer Blitzer won the first impression rose. What did you call the episode?
I said 30 Dyson hair wraps and one Zach. I mean, that's been such a trend in the past. I want to say, like, since the last season of The Bachelor, all these, like, Dyson. That's all I see on TikTok is how to use your Dyson hair wrap. And I'm like, do I need a $600 hair dryer?
Is it $600?
Oh, it's insane.
And does it make like, no, I guess we're in a little bit of a tangent, but does the Dyson air wrap make life easier or is it just do it better? Like, what is the thing you're paying for? Okay.
You're paying for like all the tools that go with it. So you have like the wand and then the wand has like the wrapper and then the brush wrapper and then the straight blower and then it's too many tools.
Well, I mean, throw in a vibrator attachment, then it makes some sense. Like at least
that's
like,
what it is.
Get it all in there. You know, throw a big old cock at the end and you're like, okay, I get it. Do your hair, get off. You can get everything done before the date.
Dust your hands.
I called it Family Football and Frozen Pizza, the Robot Bachelor story.
I mean, he got a fresh pair of batteries for this episode. He's ready to go.
When he said Family Football, I'm just a guy who likes... No, he said it like this. I'm just a guy who likes family football and frozen pizza. Computing. He is... That line, and you know what? When you saw him say that, like, the amount they melted, like, the room is sopping wet.
Oh, yeah. He had that line ready from the jump. Like, he was waiting to use that line all night long.
Oh, my God. It was so bad. And it's like, you know, he does look like a man, but he's 26. 26, you know, at 26, and I'm not faulting him. You should be 26. But when you're watching it, I'm 37. I'm watching this, and I'm like, he's just saying shit he knows he should say. He's reading script. So when I hear family football and frozen pizza, and then you see a bunch of 24-year-old women go, I like pizza. Oh, my God, it's him. You know, you're like, oh, and that's the part where I'm like, I love making fun of this show because you're like, I can't believe anyone bought this. You know, he said the best friend, I'm just looking for my best friend, which, okay,
multiple times.
Yeah, that's his thing. That he is a TikTok cliche. These are not new lines. He says them like he thinks they're new. They receive them. Like, they think it's they're like, oh, my God, he's looking for his best friend. I am looking for my best friend. Like, it just.
Me too. Yes, Greer was like, that resonated with me. So I also think that, like, his three Fs are way different than mine. He likes football, family, and frozen pizza. I want to be fed, financed, and fucked.
I love it. That's the name of your episode, Kay. Fed, finance, and fucked.
Fucked.
Right. I two of those, I'm with you. Fed, actually, all three, I'll be financed. Fuck yeah. Add fart into there, and I'm in. I got my fourth is, I'm adding a fourth, fart.
Fart.
Yeah, I like to fart. So that's that'll be our motto. We should make that t-shirt for this podcast.
Just add farts.
Fed, finance, fucked, and farted.
Farts.
Farts.
Those are the staples of a really good relationship.
Frozen pizza. Go fuck Sick. Yourself. Frozen pizza made me so fucking mad. Okay, let's go to the recap. So we start with Zach getting introduced. And Jesse, what'd you think of Jesse Palmer? He is really background music at this point. It's really not much going on with Jesse.
Jesse's not really there anymore. He's definitely, I like Jesse. I really liked him on Paradise. Right. He fits the cheesiness of the show perfectly. Yeah, like he is exactly what we needed in a host who kind of just like hovers in the background. We don't need them to be the star, but to sort of be there to bring us back down to earth.
He kind of you know what he seems like in that mansion? It felt like an older guy in my fraternity died and his ghost haunts the house. Like it feels like he just floats in. He's like, dude, pretty intense. And then he floats away, you know?
Let me check your breath.
Right. Okay, so he tries to introduce us to Zach, and it's so funny that he comes in and he's like, you can tell. They're signaling a little. They're like, we know you're not excited about Zach, but let us get you excited. They're like, look, he played the bass guitar in high school. And they're like, look, he went to college. And you're like, I that didn't get me, Jesse. I know you thank you for trying, but they were just basically like, he went to, you know, like, it's like, yeah, he was a human. Like, what do you want?
He did the basic things that most men do and in college. I actually have one question. So on one of Zach's interviews, it was like pre-show, he said he played 5 years of college football. Is that normal?
Yeah, you can do that.
Five years is interesting.
You can redshirt a year. If you get hurt, you can medical redshirt. You can,
stay back or?
I think, you stay an extra year. That is not crazy to me. Much as it sounds crazy. Yeah.
I got a lot of DMs about it being like, what does he mean 5 years? Like, did he get held back? Like, I don't know.
Sometimes, like, if you redshirt, so they'll basically, like, you practice with the team, but you don't play. It's all this, like, NCAA stuff that nowadays, because you can pay the players a little bit with the NIL stuff, it's different. But that doesn't like jump off the page for me, but I do understand people wondering.
Got it. Okay. I was curious about that because I got a lot of DMs about it. I'm like, well, I'm not the one to ask about college football.
I think we covered it. I think I got you guys. The chat with Sean Lowe. What do you think about that?
Were you expecting an alum to be there so early? Because I wasn't. Me and my group of friends, we made like a little bachelor bingo for, we're going to do it for the season, but it's really hard to come up with those that last through the season. But one of them was like, oh, an alum will probably come on first night. An alum. I was not expecting to see Sean Lowe from the jump.
They do that with the women more because we're there's more acceptable women. Like,
to give
advice or that we as an audience accept. Because, like, you know, most of the men crash and burn. It does kind of show you, like, this ain't easy for a guy to be accepted as liked. Like, even, like, you know, for a time, Ben Higgins was liked, and now his post-show story gets a little weirder and weirder. You know, he comes into the news for not, like, great reasons, but I don't even know what they are specifically, right?
Like, it was more of like they were talking about he got engaged to a girl and they decided from the beginning they weren't going to sleep with each other until marriage. And so
is that
he
what
was
Ben
like,
Higgins did? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so maybe that wasn't good for me.
I hated that.
Yeah,
like born again virgin, and that was really interesting. But I think honestly the only two guys that really have this Prince Charming kind of outlook are Sean Lowe. He's been with Catherine for like a billion years and they have like tons of children. And then, you know, Ben had his happy ending and whatnot. Everybody kind of liked Ben. The virgin stuff got weird for a second, but all the other guys, you don't, like, nobody's asking for, well, I guess they might ask for Nick Viall to come back and give some advice, but.
I mean, I don't think anyone needs that. I think the Sean has kids, you know, he married the person that he's with. So he comes on, I mean, they couldn't look more like two mannequins.
Sean Lowe looks exactly like that. Very robotic again.
They both, it looked like Kohl's put two mannequins outside to do a display. Like I paused the TV and I was like, I can't, like, them two together. And, like, you know, Sean is, you know, I don't know what Sean is beloved by people. You can tell because I get the messages like, no, we love Sean. And it's like, they love Sean because he represents, we don't know his real life. We don't know anything about him. He came on before social media was really popping with this stuff. He kind of escaped the reality version of reality TV. He lives in Prince Charming Land, as you said. So we accept him for that because, you know, we really don't know much. We just know this kind of glossy version of Sean Lowe, you know?
Yes.
So, you know, and that's what Sean gives us. He goes, what did he say? He goes, you got to marry your, but he did the best friend thing too.
You got to marry your person. I think that's
the person,
you know?
Your best friend. And you go, okay. It's just like, yeah, I mean, it was one and the same. Them next to each other didn't make me go, like, I don't think your boyfriends watched at home and was like, this is how dudes hang out. Like,
yeah, this is not
this is what we talk about.
This is what we're talking. And I just wanted some piece of advice. That's what I struggle with these alumni coming on and giving this advice, is that they're just giving this baseline advice. It's like, you got to marry your best friend. You got to find your person. You know, yes, but like, Help me tell the show. Like, with the show, right. This is a big thing. I'm dealing with 30 women right now. What do I do?
What is a look in their eyes I should be looking for that tells me that they are out of their mind batshit?
Yeah. You know? give me something I can actually use and work with, not this stuff that I've been hearing on TV from, you know, day one.
Right. Imagine you're in the Bachelor Mansion. How would you stand out from all the rest and secure that coveted rose? Maybe it's a quirky and memorable introduction or crushing it at flag football. But what about a delicious smelling perfume mist that'll make you impossible to forget? Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Their fragrances are unique, complex, and turn heads. I love the smell of Sol de Janeiro. And I'm sitting here with Cheirosa 62 perfume mist and Cheirosa 59 perfume mist. Both of them are equally great. Cheirosa 62 perfume mist is an iconic, warm, and sunny fragrance that takes you to a forever kind of summer. It's beautiful. It smells great. It takes you to a place. And then there's Cheirosa 68 perfume mist with notes of salted ocean air and luscious florals. It's all great. You know, the word delicious is correct. It makes a statement. You're going to love Sol de Janeiro. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code BECHELOR10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code BECHELOR10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code BECHELOR10.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So we watch them announce Bachelor Zach Shallcross as the new Bachelor, and they show the women finding out, and they like have to act like they care or remember him. Those are all wonderful.
That was such a strange thing because I couldn't figure out what I was seeing at first, because I, you know, you saw the different groups of women, and I was like, well, I don't remember half of these girls. You know, recapping them, I was like, I don't know who half these girls are, but I think it was what, like a girl, like one of the contestants and their group of friends and finding out whatever. But imagine like filming that and be like, okay, we need you guys to rewatch this and then react.
I mean, doesn't any of them have like a fun personality to just like get mad? Like, wouldn't that be like, fun? Like, I guess the thought is like, well, he might think I'm serious, but like, at that moment, if I saw I'd be like, who? Like there's a fun moment there, and none of them really took it.
Wait, somebody Google him. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Like what he looked like, something.
Is he tall? Is he tall? You know, like.
Apparently he is tall.
No, 6'4". Yeah, the tallness is. It seems like he was picked to be the Bachelor because he was tall exclusively. Like it really
I
does
was not
feel that
expecting
way.
6'4"
right.
from Zach.
Yes. And there's some tall women on the show as well. Like you can see they stack up. We get to the women intro. So we get like a little when they go to their hometown and check them out. So we start with Bailey, who was on the live show, and he called her Baylin, which I mean, that's not even a name. That's
no. He was like, my morning Baylin. She was like, no, your morning Baylin.
Morning Baylin.
Like, what does that mean?
I don't even.
And her face. Her face was really like, what the fuck?
She really took offense to him not knowing the name. Even when she got out of the limo and she was like, she wore the name tag and they had that awkward kiss. And he goes, I'll never make that mistake again. She goes, do you mean it? And you're like, All right, chill. You're not that important. It's day fucking one. He's got 30 people to remember.
That was crazy. The kiss was.
The kiss was bad.
On my life was so shocked, like jump scare with the kiss. I saw him do that and I was like,
they
kissed. I wasn't expecting it.
They kissed in the way you make your dolls kiss growing up. Like, you know,
literally.
Like you push the two faces together and you go, and you make the noise. That was the way they kissed. It was really, and I know it was his first attempt at it, but like, I would have, you know, if I'm Zach and I'm in that limo part, I'm taking a overall stance on no kissing. Like I gotta have some rules for myself so that I avoid as many awkward moments as possible. Do you know what I mean? Like it felt like he was just like, well, let's see what the next one's got. Like he just didn't have a plan.
No plan. Like literally all gas, no brakes. Just going in with whatever happened.
Right. So then we meet Catherine, who was the nurse who took selfies. And there was a lot of nurses.
There were a lot of nurses. Catherine, I believe, was the one who said she looked like Julia Roberts.
Yeah, that's right. And she looks nothing like Julia Roberts.
No.
Someone was like, maybe it's her smile. I was like, I watched that Catherine bit and I was like, I'm looking for Julia. Can't find it. She did. I love when the amount of nurses, I don't know what you're allowed to do as a nurse or time that you're allowed to take off, but it was funny that she was like, I work so hard as a nurse. And then it's just her taking a selfie in the bathroom. It's like, what was it? what's going on here? You know, like,
these are the 5 minutes I have off and I'm going to use them to take selfies. I mean, what can you do? But all these people and thinking about them leaving their jobs to do this, like leaving your nursing job. I mean,
we need nurses. I think of all the jobs, nursing job is probably one of the more simple to take off from because you can go, I'm going to leave this hospital. I'll take some time. I will go to a new hospital. Like I'm sure I'll hear from some nurses in my DMs, but I'm saying, and like, listen, we need nurses. We need good nurses, you know? So it's like, it is interesting that like you find out which jobs, you know, I would want to know that in the job description. Like you should know, has the ability to stop things, to do a dating show where you compete against 30 other people to meet one 26-year-old tall guy.
Yeah. I mean, that should be there.
So now we meet Christina Mandrell, who is the daughter of Barbara Mandrell, and she has a 5-year-old daughter. What did you think of Christina?
I want to know why Christina has a full last name.
It's because apparently her mom is like, I've gotten some weird messages about like these, you know, some people consider the mom a celebrity. Some people think of her as like an early day kind of influencer reality star type before that existed. But she was in a band with her sisters. I think they're the Mandrell sisters. And it's like, the thing is, the people saying, like, oh, she's using her name for, like, clout. It's like, Who in this audience even cares? You know, like.
Right. I mean, I don't know what it means. I'm just more concerned about the fact that she has a last name and everyone else doesn't. I don't know what her last name means, but why does she have one?
Right.
I feel like I'm getting too much information. Like, I don't like having all the information because at first I was like, well, is there another Christina? And they, but like, why would they still use her full last name? Zach is the only one that we have the full last name, and Jesse Palmer.
Right.
And Christina Mandrell.
Well, in case you're wondering, Mandrell hasn't played music or sung other than in church since she retired in 1997. Her last concert ever was held at the Opry House and made it into a TV special called Barbara Mandrell and the Do-Rights' The Last Dance. So that's just off a brief Google.
Wow.
Christina, I mean, like, Christina, like, is, like, as the kids say, giving.
She's
Christina
giving.
Is giving young mom who runs onto a reality show to find a husband. Like, it's just like, it's all like there.
I mean, she's ready to be an influencer. Like, she already is a content creator in general. But then you see, you know, her and her daughter doing like yoga and their matching outfits. And like, so very much it's going to, I'm sure that's part of her shtick and everything she was doing, whether it was like tying her shoe and then she like wiped her bangs from her face. Like, it's very, she is ready to take on this influencer life.
The dresses that she laid out on the bed, I mean, I thought she was the costume designer from Wicked. Like, it was like crazy.
Oh,
some of those dresses,
you're
like,
dress?
Who has those just in the closet? Let's go, girls. Like, I'm packing. Like, so one, they really, the pink dress looked like she dressed up as Tums. Like, I really thought that.
My friend Gina sitting next to me, she goes, wait, is she a pageant girl? I was like,
right.
No, she's just a content creator. Nope, just has them. Maybe it's a sponsorship kind of thing. Just, I don't know.
Just sitting there in the closet just for a rainy day. Yeah.
Yeah.
So then we had Charity, the family therapist. We talked about her a little bit about being a Disney adult, but that didn't come up. I mean, she seemed pretty serious and legit.
Yeah. The one thing that I noticed about Charity is that I think her and Zach are very similar. I think they both have like Charity's a little awkward and she's very like likable and super smart, but there's something like slightly awkward and cheesy about her and the way she speaks. And I think her and Zach are very compatible in that aspect, which, you know, she got a kiss from him. Mm-hmm. But I think it's because they're the same kind of like robotic, awkward person.
Yeah, it was a little robotic. It was a little like, you know, it was like her at the doctor's office. You know, like it just felt like very like classic bachelor contestant, like,
yes.
This is my life. Yeah, totally. And then we go to Greer. Okay.
Uh-huh.
What did you think? Greer, I mean, she looks so young. They show her with the champagne bottle. She's shaking it like she just won the Super Bowl. What did you think of Greer?
Honestly, my first impression of Greer was kind of, I wasn't super into it. It felt very childish. I don't know if it was because, you know, we recapped everything and we already kind of know the backstory of these women slightly better than, you know, people going into it blind. But Greer just felt so like childish. Even when she was wearing her dress, it just looked so young. Like she... It looked awkward on her. I mean, she looked great, but she looks so young. So young.
Greer, you know, I'm sure she's a nice person. You know, this kind of goes back to Zach saying things he's heard before and repeating them. This goes back to the age thing. And it's like, I don't know if the Bachelor franchise, I don't know what the plan is. I don't know who they're trying to do this show for. You know, like when I see Greer on there, because this will sound personal to her, but I think she's more the mascot for 24-year-old woman who is single and talks about her life as if life ends at 30. You know, like
Yes.
And I go, Because I watched her and I was annoyed immediately. Like, I and that's not fair to her. It's not fair to her.
I know.
But the, you know, like, she kind of gives and, you know, like, it's, you're watching this and you're like, okay, I know you're an adult. I know we're all adults. But your adult is not the same as my adult. Like, she's doing.
It's not the
same. Right. You're doing, you know, you're playing hopscotch in Houston. And then when she gets brought on the show, all of a sudden, I live in New York now. Here's a coffee. Like, I don't know. It's funny that, like, you sometimes come across these people and you're like, you do an eye roll, but you go, they're a nice person. But, like, it feels like she is this physical representation of something that will make people at home of a certain age just, like, curl their fists, you know?
I think, yes. And I think, though, with Zach and his personality, I think this might be the type of girl that he needs, like, slightly, like, naive and, you know?
Well, we'll skip ahead a little bit. He gives her the first impression, Rose. We already said that. And he says it because the conversation was so comfortable. And it's like, yeah, because both you and her have no taste develop yet. Like, you're dating sensory. Like, and listen, I envy those people. That's why, like, people who, like, get together at, like, 23, 25, they go, they don't really have a lot that they're like, I'll never date this. I'll never date that. There's not a lot of no's in them. And that's like, listen, there's good in that, but there's also, it's hard to watch because you're like, yeah, of course, 24-year-old Greer was the easiest to hang out with. She's got, like, you know, she's got wide-eyed enthusiasm and no cynicism whatsoever. I'm sure she was like, yeah, let's go chug champagne. Who gives a fuck? Like,
you're saying everything, all the exact things that are in my mind, because what bliss would it be to not, like, us in our 30s not have this, like, okay, well, we have a whole list of things that we're not going to fuck with.
Right.
And but to go back to, like, yeah, like, whatever, this will be fun, let's try it out.
Right.
Not having the serious thoughts that are happening. Like, each guy that I go on a date with, I'm like, all right, so is this guy gonna be weird that I don't want to have kids? Do I tell him that I don't have, like, all this kind of stuff?
Right. And I'm sure at 24 you didn't even know those things about yourself, you know?
No,
and that was the thing where it's like, that's where I came back to. I was like, listen, good for them if they, you know, she gets the first impression, Rose. I'm like, one, is this entertaining to me? And, you know, two, is this entertaining to anybody? Like, are them two hitting it off? Is that going to, like, is that TV worth watching? You know, you go, you know, I don't know. I don't know if I can. It's TV worth making fun of.
Yeah.
You know, like, so.
Yeah.
I don't know, a lot of Greer thoughts. Then we go to Brooklyn. She's the rodeo girl. I related. I mean, like, I watched Brooklyn, like, as if I was, like, watching, like, something at, like, the zoo. I was like, your life fascinates me. She's putting shin guards on the horse. She's lassoing shit. I was like, I don't know. I know nothing about
it. I loved it. I was like, yeah. Nope. Because it's such a, we don't see that in all of these. You know,
right.
We went from, like, the girl who's shaking up champagne to a girl who's literally, like, lassoing baby cows. Like,
right.
I was like, go, girl.
She is what this show's all about, to see, like, all these different, you know, these different, like, Barbies, you know, so to speak. Like, here's Lasso Barbie. Here's, you know, 24-year-old Greer who has her parents' credit card Barbie. You know, like that. Like,
yeah, it's the Barbies is a perfect way to put it. If Barbie was smart, they'd come out with, like, contestants each season of Barbies.
That
I don't know.
Be hilarious.
Let's go, Mattel.
So then we had Brianna, who won the America's First Depression Rose. She has a beauty company as a model. She, like, with Brianna, I'm like, how are you here? You have a lot going on, you know? Like,
yeah, you're ready. Like, you're set. I also forgot that it was America's vote.
Yes.
That she got the rose. It was America's vote, not Zach's, because I was like, all right, Zach already likes her. I know she said something about wanting the first impression rose, and it's like, babe, you already have an impression. You have
right,
a rose.
you're good. She
you're
also
dressed
wore a,
as a rose.
She's dressed as a rose. I mean, like that. And she goes, it was a coincidence. Come on, Brianna. That was a coincidence. Yeah, it's a coincidence that I end up at the McDonald's in the parking lot eating the fries out of the bag. What are we talking about here?
Yeah.
I end up here?
That dress was, she had that made for tonight. After she got her rose, she was like, I need to show up with a rose dress.
It was funny that like all the women are like, she's holding the rose, she's wearing the rose. Like it was a tough
deal for them to swallow.
Right. It was like, this? Oh, I just had a rose dress in the closet. Just figured I'd wear it for tonight. Right. So then we had Katie, the nurse in Austin, Texas. Last relationship was that he cheated. They showed the trash can. They do the joke that you've seen a thousand times. And then she looks at the ocean and reflects on being cheated on. I don't think coming on a reality show after getting cheated on is probably the best thing for your mental health. I don't know.
Yeah, your trauma isn't going to be healed from by being cheated on again, but with 30 women instead of...
Yeah, I'm just going to go on a show where they have allowable cheating.
Right? Televised
allowable cheating, yeah. So then we go to the limo entrances. We'll go through all... We have them all. We'll go a little bit quick. Jess, first out, tons of body glitter. Is body glitter in?
I don't know, but I kind of loved it. But it immediately... When she got out of the limo, her shoulders were pretty high up, and you can always tell when people are nervous, you know, they're a little tense. And then we said out loud, we were like, oh, put your shoulders down, and they go even higher. When she was holding his hands, her shoulders were in her ears, and then the body glitter was just shining, and she was just holding his hands with the shoulders up at her ears. I was having a panic attack watching
her. Did she stick around? Yeah. I think she's going to do well. It seemed like they got along really well once she, like...
Yes.
I did notice the nervous thing. She seemed a little awkward. She was, like... It seemed awkward in the, like, sweet way. I don't know. I agree with you, though.
No, I think she's going to stick around. And she also came off... she's 23. Very young. Again, I think...
Right.
He needs a younger woman to do this. I don't think the, you know, Kimberly, the 30-year-old, is going to, you know, deal with that.
Right. And then Ariel comes out. Ariel, I knew, was Jewish the minute she started complaining about everything. She goes, I missed my flight, my dress ripped, I lost my suitcase. I was like, oh, this chick, I know her too well. I just saw her at the gym in Boca. I know this woman.
I've seen this too many times.
I've been to this show. The idea of getting out of the limo and being like, here's what happened, like immediate complaints. I was like.
But I'm still here. You're welcome.
Yeah. She said you're welcome. Yeah. So all this is to say I'm in love with Ariel.
Yeah. Her voice though was like really soothing compared to, you know, all the others. Like she's like, hi, I'm Ariel. And this is like, it was so, I don't know. You have to go back and listen to her voice. It was very, that was the first thing I heard was like how soothing her voice was.
I also compared her to Jennifer Connelly and she does, her headshot looked way younger than she looked, and this isn't, I don't think she looked old, but she looked more appropriate than on her headshot looked.
Yes. Yeah. Her headshot looks,
right. So
it doesn't match up.
Charity. I didn't know. Did you know charity means love?
No. I mean, I get it makes sense because if you're like, don't like, charity, like you donate to a charity because you love. I don't know.
And then Davia came out. She popped the champagne. She gave an OPA. She's trying to let them know.
What I love about Davia is that she we posted her on The Bachelor where she got to her room and she did like a little unboxing of the bag she got from The Bachelor. Like if they gave them like gift bags, and it was like a banana and some Boom Chicka Pop and like an apple and a t-shirt. It's like,
an
what?
Apple?
If I showed for up me? To the show getting ready to exploit my entire life on TV and you just hand me an apple and some Boom Chicka Pop, I would be into there, the streets.
There better be a fucking air wrap in that bag to Hello. Get me through this thing. Right.
Period. That should have been the gift.
Right. And then Gabby brought Vermont syrup for him to drink, which I like. I get it. Like, that's, you're the Vermont girl. There's not a lot of Vermont people on this show. When Zach drank it and then he goes, it's maple-y, I was like, oh God, he's got nothing to say. He's got nothing
and
to
that,
say.
That lived in her mind rent free. The rest, of, I mean, she couldn't drop it. She was like, well, I gave him that maple syrup. And like, and she kept bringing it up. She was like, well, maybe I shouldn't have given him the syrup. Didn't seem like he liked it. Now I'm just the girl who gave him the syrup. She looks like Charlie D'Amelio, too. That's the, I kept seeing that in her. It was a Charlie D'Amelio type. But she was stuck on that syrup. She couldn't get over it.
Couldn't get over it. Greer brought coffee from New York. We went over that even though she's from Houston. They did a whole thing about her from Houston. Brings coffee from New York. Like, what are we talking about here?
Yeah, we need to...
Victoria E. from Austria does the quadruple kiss, which it's funny that he said what I was thinking when they went back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. He goes, it went long. It's like, yeah, it does take a long time.
I know. It's like, okay, are we done yet?
Right. I'd be dizzy by the end. And then I would be like, do we have to do this every time or can I just hug you hello? Yeah.
Well, not every time because she's gone now.
Yeah, she's
Bye,
gone.
Victoria E.
Victoria E, the nanny who no woman would ever hire. Yeah. Madison from North Dakota. We're going to get into more Madison later, I'm sure. And
yes.
She couldn't have been more North Dakota. It looked like it was the first time she had left the cottage.
Yeah, I mean, truly, but also... giving a full glammed up Barbie at the same time.
Right. It was like I am going for it. This is my big moment. She had that in her eyes. It was just like, and when it crashed and burned later on, it kind of was expected. Like I like she was just so she fell too hard too quick for the story.
Yeah.
That she, I'm here from North Dakota. And I would understand
There's
that.
No like, one else to date in North Dakota. This is my only chance.
Right. Right. And she had that kind of vibe to her.
Yeah.
We had Allie, I don't remember. We don't have what her entrance
no,
were.
No, some of these girls literally just flew in. Like they like didn't stop and we didn't get to know them really at all. They just introduced themselves and they went in.
Anastasia.
In the power suit.
In the power suit, pantsuit, definitely. Anastasia did the 30-year-old I'm too good to be here thing, the faux confident thing. She goes, if it wasn't you, I wouldn't be here. And it's like, all right.
Chill. Yes,
you know, like, you would. You did a full audition and then found out on TV. So we're not going to believe you.
Also, Kat, like, they're not going to, all the bachelors are good looking. Like they're not casting some like ugly dude to lead a show. So regardless of whether you like the guy or not, he's going to at least look good and you're going to come on the show.
I totally agree. The least confident people do that thing where they're like, he's not even hot. Like he's like, you know, all the attributes of good looking are there. To say he's not good looking is crazy. Like,
yeah, if I didn't hear him, it'd be a different story.
Well, not your type and not good looking are not, you know, like he's a 6'4" built dude. Like societally, we can't like disagree with that. Like when people say that, I'm like, all right, are you okay? Like, you know, like
6'4", I'm about to get on the show. Like, I'm
right.
I'm ready to ignore other things.
what I would do for 6'4". So, So Kat came. She's from the live show. She's from New York. She does a very gimmicky Italian impression, which I, you know, I like that she did a little gabagool, and then Zach said, "Baba di boopity." What did he say?
Like, I don't know, something really weird. He was like, but the you know, the Italian kind of thing. But then she kept leaning into this gabagool. She said it like multiple times, and I was like, oh, I'm getting itchy. I'm like enough.
Right. It is weird what they can't get over. Like the next two, Brooklyn cursed on the live show. Like no one cared. Brooklyn, like she couldn't. She goes, oh, she's apologizing for cursing. Bailey comes in. She wore a name tag, which is fun. Like I do understand why she would do that. But then like when he was like, I won't forget that again, she like got serious. Like it was like,
yeah,
no one gives a fuck about your name.
He was like, I'm sorry about that. Are you?
Are you? It's like, are we fighting?
Already? No.
Katie came in, everything bigger in Texas. Genevieve forgot to say her name like Zach did. So they found that in common.
Wow.
It's Genevieve, right?
I don't know. Let me see. Let me look. I have the girls picked up.
I got it here.
It is Genevieve.
Genevieve. Catherine brought the sunscreen because she's a dermatologist nurse.
I was like, I knew you were going to say something about this.
Right. I just like, get out of here. It only made it okay because she works in dermatology. I was like, that, yes. I get it as far as an opening. Kimberly rhymed. Kimberly kind of looks like Lola Bunny a little bit. She's just got this like very, you know, Disney-ish looking look. What did you think about, you know, Victoria had him read the script. Are there any other, the woman who licked him, I mean, that was quite a move.
I was like, are you sure about that?
Right.
I saw that happen and I was like, okay, but I can't remember what her reasoning was behind the ear lick.
Well, the reason was when you lick something, it establishes ownership.
Oh, she claimed it. Oh, right.
So it's like if you saw food on the table that you want, you'd lick it so that no one else would eat it.
I think it would have been funny because she's one of the girls that went home. I think it would have been funny if when she was hugging him on her way out, she licked his ear.
Right, give him a wet willy. It's like, later, bitch.
Yeah. The one thing I noticed about Holland, mm-hmm. She seemed almost like so relaxed. She was like, hi, I'm Holland, and I just, weird.
Right, she seemed like she had an extra glass of wine.
Uh-huh.
Something didn't mix well. She did have very, like, and she ended up going home.
Yes.
And listen, we see on the show, it's daytime by the time they end.
These girls are strung out.
Right. I everything that happens. So then Christina Mandrell brought the party bus, which I thought the party bus, like, not a bad thing, not a bad element to add to it. Like, I was, like, happy for them to have that.
Great idea. And I liked that she was able to use it for later and have her own little, like, private one-on-one for a second, right. And then everybody else got to like come and utilize. I thought that was a great idea too. I thought she nailed that entrance.
So we go to the cocktail party. Zach makes his infamous speech of football, family, and
frozen pizza.
The women fall for it, and you know, did anyone stand? I mean, the one thing that stood out was his conversation with Greer, which.
Yeah.
To me was like, I'm watching that going, oh my God, I'm watching two people just communicate in cliches and in young romanticized versions of what they're looking for in a relationship. I don't know what you thought.
No,
I
agree. That's what it sounded like. Because the first thing that she said was, you know, I heard you mention that you're really big into like, you want to look for your best friend and you want, you know, that love that lasts forever and you're big into family. She was like, that really resonated with me. And it's like,
right.
Well, usually that would resonate with someone.
Who isn't looking for those things, Greer? Like, what does, in what world is this an interesting thing to connect on. Like, I don't know. And she,
did you see the Band-Aid on her armpit?
It was pointed out to me. I didn't know what that
was. I couldn't stop looking at it.
And then Madison was like, I need a kiss. I need a kiss. And she goes up
to
him.
I was so uncomfortable.
They have a conversation. It's over. Then she pulls him aside for a second time. The rest of the women get mad at her. And she like kind of forces a kiss on him. And he
absolutely does.
Right. And he kind of says that.
Yeah. She puts her like at the beginning when she talked to him the first time. She did like the hand on the face, like
I remember
sort of
that.
Like to talk to him. And then the second time, you know, they're doing whatever. And she does it again where she's like trying to like pull him in. And she gets the kiss, but you see him like look away. It looks like he was like looking inside. I don't know if he was looking at like producers or something. Right. But he looked like, can somebody get this?
Right. And then, you know, she realized how awkward it was after the fact. Like, I think, like, adrenaline wore off, and she's crying about it, and they're going, well, how was the kiss? And she's realizing it wasn't a good kiss, and, you know, like, I it was one of those things where you're like, this chick's got to go. Like, I kind of, like, Zach did her the biggest, and this chick doesn't need to be in a bros ceremony. Like, it got to the point where I thought, and Zach sends her home, and... Like, I thought that was, like, the biggest favor he could have done for her.
Yeah, she didn't need to be there. And especially when she went over and the girls were asking, like, how was the kiss? And she was like, oh, my God, it was magical, blah, blah, blah. Or, like, no, this was before the kiss, when they first spoke. She was like, it was magical. You get lost in his eyes. The second she started going off like that, I knew there was too much unhinged to be... Right.
She was living in her own created story. Like, she was like, look at me, small town gal, came to The Bachelor, found the love of her life. Like, it's not going to work out that way. And I think,
and
you know what? The next Charity and Jess, who was nervous, Charity who works with children, their interactions I thought were more natural. Like, it just showed how bad his was with Madison.
But what do you think about, so Jess's conversation with him was so strange to me. I think, personally, I think it was the worst one because.
What was it?
She goes, there was awkward silence and all they knew what to talk about was like, you're just really cute and you're really cute. And I was really nervous getting out of the limo and he was like, oh my God, but you didn't seem nervous. She's like, yeah. And then it just was all, told each other they thought each other were cute, but it was almost because they were trying, they had nothing else to talk about because the awkward silence would have like resonated higher.
Right. I guess because they both are awkward, I was like, they kind of like, it kind of felt
feels
like
natural.
A fit. Felt
they
natural.
Cancel each other out.
Yeah. Two awkwards makes a couple I never want to hang out with ever. You know, like it kind of felt like that. So I definitely like, I don't know. I just remember like looking at that being like, oh, glitter chick. She's back. It's going back. Okay.
The shoulders, they're up. But all they did was talk about how cute each other were. And I was like, that's okay.
So we go to the first impression rose. Greer gets the rose, which was disappointing to me. I don't know how you felt. I
thought it was going to be Bailey. Honestly, when he kissed her.
I thought so,
like
too.
Like that, I was like. I'm telling you, I was like a whoop jump scare.
Right.
But it also felt natural, like him leaning into that kiss. He was like, yeah. And the kiss like was.
It felt like he was like he was really into her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to pick her.
And then Madison gets kicked off before the rose ceremony. We give out roses. I mean, at this point. You know, she had to go. But then the people that stay are Greer, Brianna, Christina, Charity, Bailey, Jess, Genevieve, Davia, Allie, Brooklyn, Katie, Anastasia, Kylie, Gabby, Catherine, Mercedes, Ariel, Victoria J, Kimberly, Kat. And then we lost Becca, Kara, Holland, Lekka. Madison, Olivia L, Olivia M, Sonia, Vanessa, and Victoria. I don't know. Is there any?
Out of the people who went home, the girls that went home, I was a little disappointed that Olivia M didn't get to stay, but she's a Cincinnati right. girl. But, you know,
the Cincinnati,
whatever, I guess.
You know, she ended up being a beauty queen.
Oh,
she's
okay.
a pageant girl. So when yeah. we said she looked like, and then she, and I wrote in my thing that she looks like she dresses Toddler and Tiara's girls. She was like, I actually uh-huh. do.
No, that's me.
That's what I do. Let's do some games. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
All
go
right.
ahead.
So, would you rather? So, first of all, I'm surprised nobody showed up in a costume.
Well, it's interesting that for the women, they don't. The men, if they show up in some sort of costume or some sort of gimmick, they make the men like do the gimmick the whole night.
The whole
they don't
night.
Do that. They don't do that to the women. It's almost like it's interesting how they see it as it would be mean
yeah.
to the women and not to the men. And it kind of shows you why this show to me is more entertaining. Like there's real stakes. So mm-hmm. like the idea that like we're going to make someone walk around in a we're not going to force anyone to do something that later they'd be like, well, they forced me to walk around in a gopher costume. And it's like, you know, like they ruined my chance at love. Like
yes.
it just shows differently. Like if I was Mercedes, walk around with that pig the whole night. Like the pig should have never left her side.
I know. She walks in with the pig. Everybody sees the pig and they're
right.
like, okay, whatever, I guess. So mine is, it has to do with it, but kind of doesn't. So would you rather show up in the same dress as someone? Two girls had the same dress on.
Really?
Or be the, uh-huh. And they even called it out. They're like, oh my gosh, we're wearing the same dress, but just different colors. I think it was Christina and one of the Olivias.
Let me promise everyone one thing. Zach did not notice the same dress, two different colors. He had no
absolutely
idea.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have noticed either, except right. the fact that the girls pointed out to each other. Would you rather show up in the same dress as someone else or be the person in the costume?
Definitely the costume. There's no question. You want to stand out. You know, the thing about the night one is like nothing's guaranteed. If you don't get your time, you know, like you didn't come to go there for one night. You came there and made, you told everyone. So I'd rather be in costume than in something that hides me. What do you think?
I think I don't know. I don't want to be in the costume because I feel like I'd automatically not be taken seriously or I'm thinking from an outsider's perspective, like mm-hmm. I don't want to be known as the girl, like this Meatball James guy or, you know, right. Alexis Waters will never live the, is it a dolphin or a shark down ever.
Yeah, but you know.
I don't want that.
But now
but
you
know
her
she
name.
Is.
Yeah, that, yeah. I mean, so it depends on what you came on for.
You're
yeah.
not wrong. You're not wrong.
So,
what's yours?
I had, would you rather have an hour date with Zach or an hour date with Greer?
Greer, right? No.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I think Zach. I don't know. I couldn't live in the land of unreality. That Greer,
she's like, just like, she's like, should we spray some champagne, just like kick things
right.
off?
I guess you would be drinking. You could have some drinks and party it up, but I don't know.
I think I would do Greer. I really Zach's voice is so.
Hello, Kay.
It's
would
too,
you like? Do you want to get a bottle of wine, Kay?
And like his nostrils are like flared and it just seems I can't get past it. Even just how he talks seems so fake.
Well, I don't know. Zach and I'd rather be on an hour date with Zach, I think. At least we could talk food, family, and frozen
pizza. And frozen pizza.
Yeah. Okay, so hometown, this is our version of Fuck, Marry, Kill. Fantasy suite, hometown, or send home? So which one would you send to the fantasy suite? Which one would you send to hometown? Which one would you just send home right away? And then this is party bus, pig, or a one-liner. So your opening is party bus, pig, or a one-liner.
Okay, so like these are the people who have these things, right? Like
You can
the
choose
the person
these.
Who brought the party bus, the pig.
Right.
The person who brought the pig. I would fuck the party bus. Or sorry, fantasy suite.
Fantasy suite.
I would fantasy suite the party bus.
I agree.
One-liner, send help. One-liner, maybe I would send the one-liner home and take the pig to the hometowns. Because I feel like the pig is, you have a personality because you're like, here's my like gimmick.
Right.
I don't know.
I'm with you. I am fucking party, or I'm a fantasy suite party bus.
No.
Hometowns is the pig. And the one-liner goes home. Like, if that's all you got is a one-liner, like, I don't really... Like, anytime they do the one-liner with it, it seems like they're, like... Like, now what they're doing is they're doing the one-liner, and they're just going... And they get it done, they go, ah! And they're like, got my line done! And then he's like, good! Good job! You can kind of, like, see him do, like, a...
Yeah.
You nailed
it! High five.
Yeah, right. Like, the everything's big in Texas, and you are big, too. And it's like, okay, good, nice. Like, I don't know what I learned about the person.
No. All right, who was your top contestant?
Ariel. I was...
Oh, yeah.
I was totally seduced by her complaining immediately upon arrival. I was like, that is... I'm home. This is home to me.
The complaining, I didn't even think about that, but that was really
She funny. Literally goes, my dress is broken, my flight got delayed, they lost my luggage. It's like, hi, what's your name?
Like I missed
cool.
that.
Yeah.
I said Charity, mainly because I think her and Zach have the same awkward cheesiness to them. I think she's gonna be a big contender.
Who did you have as the IG rising star? Who's gonna walk away with some
Brianna.
Followers?
Brianna. She already has the makeup line,
right.
Modeling. I mean, I've already started following her.
America loved her. Right, you're right. I put Madison just because there's gonna be someone like a bunch of small town women who are gonna like come to aid her and want to be, you know, like feel for her. I mean, she was the most memorable person from the episode.
She has all of the North Dakota MLM right. women like ready to back
right.
back her
right. right. Who'd you have as the villain? This week's villain.
Okay. So I don't know if you definitely didn't notice, but when Kat got out of the limo, you see the back of her hair, and immediately I noticed. I was like, oh, Kat has like a child's worth of hair added to her head.
From really?
From like the first time we saw her on After the Final Rose.
Okay, maybe that's why I didn't recognize her.
I was like, love an extension. I wear wigs, like whatever. But it was like parted in the back. And you could see all of the tracks. Like,
oh, no.
You could see the hair. And the hair and makeup team not having her back or the other girls in the limo, like, you can see that.
Right.
I would have been like, hold up, babe. Let me just, like, cover up for you.
They let her out. They saw the tracks and they're like, have fun. Yeah. Oy.
Tell them we said hi.
Yeah, right.
No, that somebody wasn't looking out for her, and that's fucked.
Well, I didn't. Maybe that's why, because I didn't recognize her from that live event, and I was like, and then she did the cat thing. She did the cat claws. She was like, "Remember me?" And you're like,
"He's like,
okay,
of course."
So maybe she knew. She's like, "I got a whole thing going on that looks different." But
I think that's why people do the glow ups. They see themselves on national television.
Right.
And then they're like, oh, wait, I need to X, Y.
Oh my God.
Like, I need to do something different.
If I saw myself on every time I've seen myself on camera, I'm like, get
Hate
me
it.
To a treadmill immediately. Okay. I had villain of the week as the casting director. I mean, I don't understand the Zach pick. Even though he's fine, I don't understand it. Even after an episode, I don't know why his story needed to be told. if I'm being honest. And
yeah,
and his age works into that, and I don't think he's a bad guy. I'm sure he's very nice. I'm sure he has to be great to work with, because that's part of the reason they pick people. Like, they go, yeah, I want to hang with this guy for 6 months or whatever it is, you know?
You can't really, but no, I know what you mean, because Chelsea, my roommate Chelsea, she was like, so what's the story behind Zach again? Like, what's the reason? I'm like, there is no reasoning.
There's no story.
His tagline is literally, Mr. Here for the Right Reasons. That's his.
Right. And well, that was like a big thing from all, you know, the women, is like how hard dating is. And it's like, here's a 26-year-old within my age range who's looking for things I'm looking, or says he's looking for things I'm looking for. And you go, is that it?
That's all your qualifications are. He was on Kelly and Ryan, and somebody sent me a clip from that interview, and Kelly, they were kind of roasting him a little bit. I loved the interview, but they asked him, they said, so what are your deal breakers with you know, relationships? And his first thing is, you know what, I'd have to say texting in movie theaters. And Kelly's like, so not like drug use or loyalty, like,
right, well, this is back to the
in movie theaters.
Right. That's something he saw TikTok on that was a red flag for, you know, dating bitch 101, you know, whatever that was, you know, whatever handle was.
Like, what? Like, that's your deal breaker is texting.
Right.
He's like, nope, can't do it.
Can't have it. Can't have it.
I don't know how I got there, but anyways.
No, that's funny. So Paradise pick, who do you think is going to go to Paradise from tonight? Is there anyone that jumped out at
Definitely
you?
Kat. Definitely Kat. She's going to go to Paradise. She has the little bit of a gimmick with the calling herself a cat and the rear and the, right. I think she has the personality for, I mean, she was stuffing meatballs in his mouth.
Right. I missed the meatballs. I someone sent that to me. I was like, I totally missed that.
It was bizarre. I was wondering, I'm like, it kind of just happened. And then it's like I blinked and opened my eyes and I just see her hand in his mouth shoving meatballs in. And I'm like, what's happening?
It's one of those things I can't believe I missed. I'm like, people are like, did you see the meatballs? I was like, no.
Why wasn't there a fork involved?
Right.
Like, we could have, we didn't need to use our fingers. Weird.
I had Paradise pick, and I hate, you know, because I hate to do this, but Greer.
Yeah, Greer's not going to the end.
She's not going to the end, and she kind of reminds me of like a Corinne type character. Mm-hmm. And I think, like, I remember she did her interview from Houston. She's shaking the bottle of champagne. I'm like, immediately, like, ay. And then she does the coffee thing. I'm from New York now, and I'm like, ay. And then she gets the first impression rose. I'm like, this chick won't go away. So I have a feeling we're going to be seeing her for like the next decade.
I agree with you. I think Greer is definitely going to Paradise. She's not going to the end for sure. But I think she would make a good Paradise. And I think she's going to end up being kind of catty. I think we're going to see a side of Greer that we're not seeing in this first episode, how she's like fun and cute and just down for whatever. I think she's going to end up being some sort of villain. I don't know.
I hope so. I actually do hope so, because at least this won't sound like as bad as shit talking. Because again, she represents something. It's not her. Like, it's not like I'm like, you know, so let's go to the Cringe Harrison Award winner. What did you have? The cringe moment.
I said Madison describing like their interaction and their first kiss. That to me is, it screamed desperation to, I need to stay on this show. He has to be the one because there is no one else. And I don't like that.
Yeah, it was time for her to go.
She had to go.
I had Madison's 2-mile walk out of the mansion. Why did she have to walk that far? Couldn't a van picked her up? And then Zach watched her walk away. Like, Zach, get out of there. I'm not, like, it was like the longest walk away I have ever seen.
I also, my feet would be screaming to the point. I remember I was just in a wedding and I could barely stand, like put my shoes on and stand for the ceremony. And she's walking all the, no.
This was 18 hours into the first, you know, the first date, you know, thing that's going on. Yeah, no, it was like when, you know, when like an Uber comes and they like stop 30 yards in front of you and you like wave to the Uber, you're like, well, I'm here. And then you would look lazy for not walking. But then you're like, come on. And then they drive to you. You drive to that. And it's like, that's what it felt like.
Yes. I also paid for this. So like, go pick me up at my I dropped the pin at my location.
Who won the week? Well, who do you give your rose to this week?
The dress designers. I think the amount of sparkles and interesting dresses. I love them. It was giving very much pageant-esque this season, and I think the dress designers won this week. What about you?
I said 25-year-olds who consistently say that they've been single forever. They won because a lot of people, a lot of young people that were, a lot of the contestants on this show gave permission to the most annoying type of single person, which is young, hot, person who's going to be A-okay, who takes over the conversation with their problems that aren't actually problems. A lot, and I think Greer represented this. This was a lot of them. Just felt like, and Zach too. Zach saying, I'm looking for my best friend. Just all those people that use those cliche lines were given permission by tonight's episode.
One of my biggest pet peeves is exactly what you said, that 25-year-olds who think they've been single forever. And not to sound like a jaded 34-year-old, but like, shut the fuck, what?
It doesn't consider it doesn't consider the context of where they are, who they're speaking to. And I do understand they're doing an alone interview, so they're not really, but you got to think of the greater world around you. And when they're sitting there, and when this like, you know, beautiful young woman or guy, like he's 26 and he's sitting there talking like he's like, three times divorced and I just need my best friend.
Right. Like, I can't.
So anyone who talks like them that watches this show was given permission. I really do believe that. And they won the week.
Mm-hmm. All right. So next week, they didn't really do next week. They sort of gave us an overview of the season. We're seeing a lot of travel. We're seeing, again, I made this little bingo card and all the things. We got the helicopter. We had the, you know, the traveling to different countries. We have the hot tub. All of those things, the cliche bachelor dates that you have. We got previews of all of them, which I love. Like, I do love the fact that I knew all of these things were going to happen.
Right.
Because it makes you feel like you're a part of it. I don't know. It's cheesy, but I think that's it.
The cozy comforter. We're wrapping ourselves in it. I the one thing I noticed from the scenes from the season was the amount of times that it's like they show the women being like, it's hard to find someone. Like, they talk in these interviews like he is the only man in America who will settle down. And it's just interesting because that narrative, I mean, it just spoke to you, Kay. You're like,
I literally was like, well, he might be. I don't know.
Right. How it's just so interesting how that narrative speaks to the audience.
I love that you literally, I was like, it was so nuanced in my reaction, but you clocked it.
And you
I was like,
reacted exactly how the Bachelor producers thought you would react. And and I just watched it. I'm like, and none of it is like, you know, I don't know. It's just so hilarious.
No, that's so, so funny. The smallest, man, you clocked that. But he might be. So
he might be.
Yeah, there's a lot of crying. A lot of crying happening. Zach's crying. Actual tears this time, because that was my problem with Zach last season, was that he kept like, you kept seeing him cry, but all he was doing was just sticking his finger in his eye, which the difference between male and female crying is hilarious, because girls will like just dab, you know, the guy will literally poke his eye out just to stop the tear from even being seen. Just shove his finger in his eye.
One thing that we didn't talk about here, Zach throws Rachel under the bus.
Oh, yeah. He was like, what did he say?
He said he was led on. Has she spoken out at all? Like, I don't know.
I don't think so.
It's interesting. Like, listen, Rachel didn't really look great to me on her season of The Bachelorette. And
yeah.
I'm not predisposed to believe any of these people because I do think there's three sides to every story. But, like, you know, Rachel had problems with every single guy she came in contact with. There was not one good, you know, feedback, you know, so...
But what was the leading off? I'm so confused on how he was.
I'm interested to hear how she responds to that. And if she doesn't, then I have to believe that she wants it to go away. But
she's currently in Fiji right now, so she might not have even seen it.
What's she doing there? Just there.
Her and Genevieve. Her and Genevieve are in Fiji just
tripping. As they do. Why would anyone hate these contestants at all? We're all at work.
or they're the other Bachelor contestants like Matt James and Jason Tardik and Tayshia all in Dubai for this Atlantis resort.
Right. It all feels a little Marie Antoinette. Let them eat their cake. I don't know that I saw that Atlantis resort trip and I saw kind of the group that was on it and I was like, oh man, this influencer thing might jump the shark tonight. Like I don't know what money it was for Tarte.
So this was different. So the Atlantis Resort and Tarte were different. So we had the Tarte makeup influencers in Dubai doing their thing. And then you have this Atlantis resort hotel opening, which the budget for that is actually out of control.
That was what I was wondering. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I was like, what is the return on this for them? And... because I saw people commenting on it, and then I was like, I kept noticing, and I go, yeah, this doesn't make me want to support this at all. Like, I don't even know. This doesn't feel natural. This doesn't feel...
Yeah.
When it's all of them at a party that I'm watching through, you know, through stories...
Instagram
I'm going, all right, am I the loser that I was going to go, yeah. I guess I got to go down too. I don't know. Didn't make me feel like I wanted to be a part of it. It made me feel like I'd never wanted to go there ever.
I also just needed to know the budget. Like, I was like, man, they are spending so much money on this. Because it was every Bachelor influencer that I've seen, every, like, Bravo person that
right.
Kendall Jenner was there. They paid Beyonce $24 million to perform. And
yeah, I don't know.
Blew all these other influencers out there, put them up. They all had like plus ones. Kendall Jenner's out there, has a deal with her 818 with the hotel, but she's still probably getting paid millions of dollars just to be there.
Right.
Crazy.
I was thinking about when I saw it, I was like, I don't know if this is going to work for anyone, but maybe it does. You know, I don't know. I'm not cheering against it, but I did have a, you know, when you taste something, you go, I don't know how that tastes to me because the guest list was a little too long for my liking.
a little too long for me. I just don't think I'm going to be able to afford it.
Right.
Even if I went to Dubai and I was like, ooh, where should I stay? The Atlantis Hotel. I'm not going to be able to afford that.
Well, that was like,
Beyonce $24 million to perform. Like, I can't afford to be there.
That was a thought of mine. I was like, okay, my one trip a year. Am I making my one trip a year? You know, let's say you're lucky enough to take one vacation a year. And you're like, well, I'm planning it based on what Jason Tardik does.
Tardik.
Like, am I that much of a fucking loser? No, I'm going to go find something else. I'll go to another place. Like, I don't need to go to Dubai. What? I don't know. And again, I'm like degrees away where I'm like I'm not following everyone, so I didn't get like every, you know, whatever, but I got
I saw
a couple and I was like, I don't know about this one. So
not for me.
Right. This might be the end of influencing forever. Okay. So we've gone on and on. Okay. Great first episode. We're back in it. We'll be back next week, right?
Yeah, we'll be back next Tuesday again. The episode's obviously on Monday nights. Make sure you are following us on Instagram at The Bachelor and on Twitter at Bachelor Pod. You can also follow me at K York City.
And I'm at Jared Free.
See you next week.
The Bachelor Podcast is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, and Rebecca Sousmacat. Editing by Jorge Morales-Pico. Social media by Amy Klackner. Guest booking by Ali Friedlander. And be sure to follow at The Bachelor on Instagram and Bachelor Pod on Twitter. And send us your emails to bachelor@betches.com.
Betches.